Here in the heart of the Caucasus Mountains, this ancient Georgian watchtower is useful once again.
Some part of base is also under construction. So
from the top, Adam Bartnicki, a European monitor, studies military movements on the South Ossetian side of a ceasefire line. What does he see? One of two new Russian bases nearing completion.
In the area of our responsibility, we have 9 on 12 Russian Federation bodyguards base. So it means like mushrooms, let's say.
With their barracks and security lights, the new bases are home to 5,000 Russian military personnel, more than 10 times the number before the war. Nearby, Lia Chlatidze is one of the few civilians remaining in the border village of Erginetti, Georgia. She lives among the abandoned grape arbors and burned ruins of 140 Georgian farmhouses.
My parents are buried in the occupied territory. Who knows how many years will pass before I'm able to visit them. It's a human tragedy. I can't talk about it without crying.
At the local military checkpoint, only dogs can cross the boundary line. The South Ossetians have cut irrigation canals, and two more Russian bases block the road.
3 years after the war between Georgia and Russia, this is the end of the road for Georgia. 1 kilometer behind me is Tsinvali, which is the capital of the self-proclaimed nation of South Ossetia.
To the south, in Gori, the birthplace of Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin, Nanuli Pervashili lives with 3 family members on $125 a month. She fled Tsinvali when the fighting started.
We didn't take anything. We left empty-handed.
Nearby, Georgian men play backgammon on a weekday morning. Shalva Erbakidze says they cannot return home.
We don't work. They won't hire our people because we're refugees.
In Georgia's capital, Tbilisi, debate rages as the war anniversary approaches. Opposition politician Nino Bourjanadze accuses the government of celebrating defeat.
Last year, I raised the question to the government. We celebrated 8th of August with fireworks and with concerts. I asked, what did we celebrate? What we are celebrating for? If we really win something, why nobody in Georgia knows about that, including me?
Foreign Ministry spokesman Torniki Gordadze offers this response.
We have survived. It was a very serious attempt to destroy our statehood, and the very objective of this war was not the occupation of these two regions, which still remain occupied today. It's 20% of Georgian territory, but the objective was to destroy the current government and current regime, to change the regime in Georgia.
To survive, Georgia's government has moved closer to the West. U.S. Marines now train Georgian soldiers. U.S. Ambassador John Bass says the training is for Afghanistan, where Georgia is the second largest non-NATO contributor of troops after Australia.
They're increasing their contribution at a time when most allies and partners are decreasing their contribution.
The timing of the training exercise seems to be a clear sign that the West is watching the Russian military with more than binoculars. James Brook, VOA News, Moretti, Georgia.